Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. Best car buying experience ever online at Flemington.com. Award-winning House of Cupcakes, HouseofCupcakes.com, and Casa Gennaro's. Reservations, call 609-683-1212.
Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome back to The Speaking Podcast. I'm here with my co-hosts, Jessica and Jay. And we've got a special guest from AJH Entertainment. What's going on, Adam?
Hey, how are you, Bill? Hi, Jess. How's everything?
Hi.
No, Jay. Jay you got high. Left right out. You know what?
You know what? I realized something. The last time you were on, it occurs to me, I was arguing with my wife via text.
Yes.
And I was like head was not in the game.
That.
Yeah. She was mad at
me. Wait. Adam was in studio.
And
you were totally distracted.
I was completely checked out. So let me apologize.
I remember that.
I'll apologize about 1% less than I apologize to my wife. and I'll just go, I'm very, very sorry that I was distracted. I was dealing with the wife. And you know how that is.
What was the issue?
Dealing.
Was that?
Yeah, how about that? First of all, the wife.
Dealing.
Right.
Wow.
You know what it is? She said that I was too handsome and symmetrical, and it was distracting her. And would I be willing to scar myself up so that she could just at least sit pretty at home? And I was like, no, I need to be beautiful for my job. And that was the argument. You know how that goes.
That's interesting. Hi, how are you?
Who?
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Cleaning services here, Adam. It's all good.
No problem.
So, all right. First of all, if we break that down, now Adam has been doing entertainment since he was like 4.
Right.
Right, if you remember.
He's like Sammy Davis Jr. He was in vaudeville. That's how long ago.
That's how long he's been doing this. So you got to see everything. When you're at a wedding, I think the DJ makes predictions on the outcome.
Oh,
I would agree.
I doubt he's going to let you know his predictions. He just met with a couple, right?
Do you?
Yes, I just sold a wedding package, so yeah, so all good to go. So
are they going
to
make it?
Tonight's a good night.
That's good.
Took it, locked in, sealed, all that, so yeah.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
Speaking of my wife, I gave her a wedding package as well. Thank you. I'm a comedian.
Wow.
Adam, I just read something, to go along with what Bill said, that said they interviewed all sorts of people who do weddings for a living, and they said, what's the biggest predictor of whether or not a couple will make it. And according to the DJs and the entertainment people, they said the smashing of the cake is the best indicator. If the groom smashes the cake and it's obvious that the wife didn't want it to be smashed, you might as well put an end to that wedding within 5 years. Is that true? Does that strike you as true?
You know what? It's actually really it's a great kind of thing that you're talking about the cake, because honestly, over the past 2 years, the cake ceremony has become really, I would say, private, where it hasn't been really done in front of people anymore. It's even with all the other formalities, such as like garter and bouquet, it's kind of not seen that much anymore.
Really?
For your, I would say, your millennial or modern day bride and groom, or groom and groom, or let's just say couple weddings right now. You know,
that's a question. I didn't even think of this. When there's a gay marriage, do they still do like a bouquet thing or a garter thing? And if they do, what's the thing that they use?
Well, like if it was a gay wedding, more of, you know, a female wedding, yes. Sometimes I have done a bouquet where both brides will throw the bouquet. For men, they do cake, but there's no other really formalities done at a gay wedding.
But what do you mean with they don't serve the cake, they don't cut the cake, or they don't smash the cake?
No. So the traditional way is, you know, I love the song that goes with the traditional cake ceremony is like Farmer in the Dell, but you got the bride cuts the cake, the groom cuts the cake.
What?
Remember that back in the day?
I remember you did that, Jessica.
I got married. I remember that, the bride cuts the cake. Yeah, my wife and I did that.
I don't remember that. Did you smash the cake?
I did.
You did? We did not.
Yeah, there's if you look on YouTube or the internet and you look at the cake cutting song, it's to the tune of Farmer in the Dell, and it goes, "The bride cuts the cake, the bride cuts the cake."
Yeah, my wife
don't recall. I don't think
the groom cuts the cake.
My wife did not smash to me. I smashed to her.
You smashed.
You smashed the cake in your wife's face.
Of course.
No one warned you. Don't do that. She's in a very expensive white dress.
And what I said was, you know, I'm going to. Like, you're marrying a guy who's going to smash cake in your face. This is what you're signing up for. This is the wedding package you signed up for.
I think I gave her a bite.
Right. By the way, Adam,
right? This is an appropriate way to do that. There was definitely a smashing.
Adam, this is what you get when I pay attention. I think you're probably sitting there going, I'm going to text Jay's wife and try to get them into an argument.
So he just shuts up.
I'm sorry, Adam. I don't mean it.
Don't worry about it. But you know what? I mean, the cake formalities and everything like that. When they're hiring a DJ, you know, you're making an investment with your entertainment company. You're making an investment with your MC, your DJ, your event company in general. And people want to get as much out of their event, music wise, and keeping their guests interactive and on the dance floor and high energy. So all those formal things, except intros, first dance, parent dances, kind of happen in the beginning. They want their event to be nonstop, dancing, have a good time, and memorable. So that's why all that traditional stuff is really cut out now.
Wow.
There's all these negatives to it. Like, make sure you have all the speeches take place at the rehearsal dinner so you don't stop the dancing.
Wow.
And don't do, like, the garter toss in case, like, a creepy old guy catches it.
Wow. Really?
Not even a creepy old guy. What happens if you have a niece or nephew that's under, like, 7 years old and she catches it? How do you go about that?
I'm not even coming up with this myself. Everyone was, like, giving this advice.
But I thought that doesn't happen because don't they just take, like, the single ladies, and isn't that the whole point?
All the single ladies.
Yeah, they bring the little girls out there. They play that song.
Of course. You have little girls that go up there because, you know, grandma drags her out there being like, oh, you know, you're single, you know,
but
you're 7 years old.
It's all in good fun. Like, you don't really have to be the next one married. Like, it's not a steadfast.
No, you have to.
It's not like they cast a spell.
I make people sign a contract before a wedding. But if you catch it, you have to marry within a year.
Again, these are all wives' tales that we've all, you know, incorporated into people's weddings.
Adam,
you know?
I have a theory.
It's a party now.
Yes. I have a theory about why they want to keep everybody dancing. It's to finally kill off the boomers. Because if you let them sit through Frank Sinatra in a slow song, they'll be able to catch their breath. We need to get rid of the boomers, so to just have them dance till they die. Am I right? I feel like I'm right.
What is jitterbugging?
Jitterbugging? Oh, that's a sex move that I'm not allowed to talk about, Jessica.
I thought it
that's
was.
That's what
not.
The fight was about with my wife. I asked her if she would jitterbug with me, and she said no.
She's like, stop it.
Adam?
Huh.
Yes.
What is it?
It's a
the
dance.
Jitterbug?
Yeah.
It's a dance move.
Yeah.
It's a dance
Jessica's
move.
Or
it's a song by, who is it by? Wake me up before I go. That's
jitterbug. It's Wham.
You know that.
That's Wham.
Wham, yeah.
And by the way,
Wham.
Jitterbug.
Wait, I thought it's before that.
Hang on, I got a good dad joke.
It's definitely before that.
He was singing about
dance,
something,
you know,
that was ancient.
Yeah.
Stand back.
Right?
Yeah. Jitterbug is a
dance. Yeah, the jitterbug is a dance that was made
George
up like, in the 1920s, 40s.
Yeah, right.
You know?
And it's also when you give a grasshopper cocaine. Thank you.
Wow, pretty good.
See what I did there?
Pretty good. Nice.
I'm very excited about that.
You could have gone with coffee.
No.
I mean, we'd have to jump right to cocaine.
If I'm a bug, I'm going right to cocaine. If I got the choice.
Why do all comedians talk about drugs so freely like
because
that?
Because we all do them.
Ah, that's true.
we all do them until we get sober and then get boring.
All right, so wait, back to the original question, though. I'm just curious. Do you make an assessment at the wedding? Like, this could have gone better.
As far as what?
Like, as far as the couple. Because I think people just naturally do that. They see a couple, and they're like, they're going to make it or they're not going to make it. I'm not saying, like, you're placing bets in an over-under.
I place the bets.
Well, the people that really could see that, I would say, are your photographers and videographers that are with the couple from the beginning of the day.
They see it all.
You know, so they really could see, like, the romance together or their first look or how they interact together, you know. And honestly, I've had photographers come up to me and be like, this is going to be a rough one to you because they are totally not into this wedding and they hate each other. You know, so
think about that. It's brutal.
I think the
photographer. I believe it. It's real.
The photographer.
Right? Yeah.
The photographer is very important because that's what gets you your first fight. When you're sitting there with your wife, and she, it's like, I got married in the summertime. It was 175 degrees. I was 50 pounds heavier than I am right now. I was a ball of sweating turkey meat.
So you were angry?
I was angry at everything.
When did you get married? What month?
July.
Well, why did you do that?
Well, I don't know, because it was near my birthday, and that way I could remember it. So...
oh my God.
Jessica, it is all about Jay. It is all about Jay.
That's what I say. It's my birthday, and then a week later, it's my anniversary. That's how I remember. But it's,
and it's after too. So yeah, that's
Adam, get a picture. Is that why there's so many fights on?
I know a friend that's
text.
Planning the wedding the same way. She's like, won't forget, and like has a whole method to.
You
got
to do it so you don't forget.
Pushed for the fall for that reason.
Your birthday?
Too hot.
Don't take my plans for an example. My birthday is December 2nd. My wife's birthday is December 7th. And then our wedding is December 5th.
No kidding.
Nice.
Yep.
So do you have one big party? And do you DJ your own party?
I do not DJ my own party. So for our wedding, we had a friend in the industry who we trusted dearly. And we know that he was a great DJ. And he was very good at our wedding and definitely... did our requests and everything that we needed to do, you know, and also, you know, I had a lot of industry people that were at my wedding and I didn't want any of my crew or anybody to.
But Adam, did you consider was there a time that you're like, I would have done that differently?
Yeah. I would think there'd be
critical of the guy doing it.
You shake your head like, what a bad move.
Yeah.
I would say after the fact that when, you know, there's only 4 hours within a wedding and this is what I tell my couples, you know, like a lot of people, you know, give me a playlist that's 5.4 hours, you know, and there's a lot of different things and eating and formalities that happen during an event. And yeah, you know what? Sometimes I think you should rate the songs that you really want to hear and the songs that you do not want to hear and songs that you may want to hear. But also at the same time, a wedding is reading a crowd, you know, like the songs that you're going to love may not work with the crowd that's at your event. So a DJ is a big part of your wedding to actually read the crowd and jive off the, you know, energy in the room that everybody's creating.
What gets everybody excited and then play more stuff like that.
Correct. Exactly. And kind of see, you know, and cocktail hour is a great time to kind of see and look at the room and see, oh, you know what? We have a lot of older people. We have younger people. Let's try and start off the dance floor with a mid-century track that would be good for everybody or a slow dance and then get everybody out there and kind of, you know, program the night based on the crowd. It's, you know, you really don't know the crowd until you're actually there that evening. So you have to really be a big, great judge of character. And I would say personally, I'm a great judge of character because I've DJed nightclubs before with all different age groups and all different genres of music. So if you're a nightclub DJ, you have a better chance of being a great wedding DJ because you've been put in a room with all different strangers that don't know each other and you have to have everybody to dance.
Right. You know, Adam, one of my favorite games to play, and I know we haven't prepped you for this, but it always makes me laugh. I always think to myself, what would be the worst song to do a first dance to? And the one that I always go with, it's a song from the late 50s, Never Make a Pretty Woman Your Wife. Do you know that one?
Yes.
Never make a pretty woman your wife. Take my personal point of view. Get an ugly girl to marry you. Wow. I just imagine if that plays during the first dance.
God, that would be a great idea.
Right? So
I would think you would do something like that to have fun.
No, here's the thing. I didn't do anything to plan for my wedding. And I suggest this to all men everywhere. I didn't.
Don't plan.
My wife gave me a date and a time and said, be here then. It was like a surprise party.
And you were like,
I showed up. And I was like, look at all these people. My friends are here. My family's here. There's a cake.
It must be my birthday.
It was wonderful. So I wasn't involved. But Adam, have you, either in your experience or off the top of your head music-wise, what would be the worst wedding song to dance to?
The worst wedding song to dance to? Carrie Underwood, Before He Cheats.
Oh, perfect.
Wow.
Good. Right off the top of his head, he hits a homer.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
Right? You like that one?
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Or I think any breakup song would be just terrible, you know?
And we have
Yeah, wake up song. And I'm thinking like super creepy, like, father daughter dance. You could probably, if you play like an overly emotional, like, if you're playing Sexual Healing, like, if you sit there going, I don't know if we should hang out here any longer. We got to go.
I suggested one. My dad's like, no, no, no. And I like clearly missed the undertones on the song.
Right.
That was.
That's funny.
Yeah. They were like, oh, God, no.
It's good he picked up on it, though.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't. I won't know.
Right.
I won't know. I didn't even know what Ariana Grande did. So, what do I know?
All right.
So, Adam, let me ask you. You've been doing this literally 100 years. Do you still love it? Like, do you still look forward? Like, when we first called you, you had just left a client that's going to be a client.
Yes.
And you were excited.
Yes.
So, is it still like every time you get a hit and then, or you're like, okay, payday. But then when you get to the wedding, it's like, oh, it's a job. Or do you emotionally get into it?
The reason that I do this as a career is because I really love what I do. You know, I think when your passion becomes a job, that's when you need to say goodbye to it. And I absolutely love meeting with people. I love making people happy. Creating moments for my couples and giving that that one day that they'll always remember. It's priceless. I did have another career before this, as we spoke about. I was a teacher, you know? So, actually becoming...
Why is that?
Being a teacher and now, quitting that career, and not going back to it, but paying a ton of money for college, you look at it and you're like, was that a good idea?
I'm talking about that all the time. You're six figures in debt, and you hate what you do, and you can't pay it back, and it carries for 20 years.
Wait, are you talking about college or a wedding, Bill?
Hey, good point.
Just trying to see where you stand on this. Hey, so my worst gig, one of the worst gigs I ever had in my life, somebody saw me at a comedy club and said, you know, we love comedians, and my wife and I are getting married. We would love for you to come and perform at our wedding. And I said, that's a terrible idea. I think that that's not going to work out. And they were like, no, no, no. My friends will be down with it. Let's go. And I said, well, you want a clean set, right? And they said, no, no, do the set that we just saw. That's great. And I was like, okay. And I got up, and I'm going to tell you something. It was a mistake. And the groom and bride knew it about 8 seconds in because I was looking at grandmoms and granddads hearing about hand jobs and nobody was happy. And
you got paid up front?
I got paid up front. Excellent. And I left without making eye contact with anybody. And to this day, I'm sure they talk about their wedding and they go, wow, that was a huge mistake. Not the wedding. Getting married was
Why was it such a big mistake?
Because comedy doesn't work at a wedding. Nobody wants to sit down at a wedding where all of their friends and family are and be quiet while someone else talks for a half hour about stuff unrelated to the bride and groom. It's dumb all around. So what I'm asking here, Adam, if you've ever had a request from a couple that you as a professional have gone, no, 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 that, believe me, you can have what you want because I want to get paid, but don't do that because that's dumb. Have you ever had like an outsized request for a wedding that...
I wouldn't say as far as a request from a couple, but more of a best man speech or a maid of honor speech or matron of honor speech where I made the mistake and I never kind of screened exactly what the speeches were about going to say. Mm-hmm. And it kind of went on and went on and went on. And let's just say that the groomsman or the best man had a great time prior to, the reception and cocktail hour. And he revealed things that really shouldn't have been revealed. And I had to definitely play that Oscar music and take out that cane and pull him off. What I mean?
How awkward is that? How do you do that?
It definitely could affected the whole event, and listen, we hear like or see all these like really terrible things that happen at weddings or events in general on social media and stuff. That could be a really big downfall to somebody else's event. And you know how much money you pour into an event. You don't want something crazy happening like that. And the effect of somebody that you invited to ruin somebody's entire event. So I kind of play that mediator where I will actually get in there and be like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, great job, you know?
So you've acted like literally you don't turn the music on. You just grab the mic and you start talking.
Oh, no. Well, I always carry two mics, but I also put music on. And ladies and gentlemen, give a big round of applause for Jay, you know? So, yes, I butted in there and kind of ended that speech and made sure that it was ended on a good note and not a really sour note, because I've seen something that just...
You're like, this guy's going to be pulled off for sure.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And just, you know, I really nowadays... kind of screen all my speeches beforehand, you know, and we're just not a DJ anymore. We're honestly security. We're an event host, you know, we're an MC, we're a DJ, we're your event planner, we're your timeline maker. We make sure that all the prompts for introductions and lineups and everything that happens has to happen at the wedding event. We take care of everything.
How many guys do you bring?
On a typical wedding, we usually, myself, a DJ assistant, and then a technician.
So have you ever had to throw anybody out of a wedding?
As far as, like, guests?
Yeah.
I personally never threw anybody out of a wedding. No, I have never had that experience, but I've seen, you know, some scuffles go on between, you know, brother and brother-in-laws or that kind of thing. I haven't thrown anybody at a wedding, but I've had a grandma die on the dance floor.
No way. Oh,
the
no.
boomer, the goal to get rid of the boomers. That.
That's what we need.
Let's invite every voter over 70 to a big party this week and just play jitterbug music till we have an electorate that makes sense.
Wait, are you with me? Stop. Will you stop?
I'm just saying.
Let me, Adam. So seriously, with the death, how do you handle that?
Yeah.
How do you handle
that? It was like the craziest thing. My first experience of it. You know. Listen, in the DJ playbook, there is no thing of, so somebody's gonna die on the dance floor. How do you deal with it? So it's literally you gotta fly by your coattails. So
do you stop the wedding? Like, does it end there?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened, and then tell me if I did a good thing. All right. So what ended up happening is. Grandma was dancing. Everybody was on the dance floor celebrating, having a great time. The party was going. I was playing Pitbull's Fireball. The hype part of the song was on, and it went Fireball. And then I see everybody just stop, and Grandma is literally on the floor. Okay. And I'm like, okay. And then everybody's like, stop the music, stop the music. Does anybody have any, you know, Bayer aspirin? Anybody have any of this? Anybody have that? And I mean, it was pure mayhem. People are running around all over the place, everything like that. And I'm like, so I turn the music lower. I play some easy listening music. I don't stop the music, but everybody goes in their seats. We tell everybody to sit down, and people are performing CPR on Grandma in the middle of the dance floor. People start leaving the room, you know? And I said, ladies and gentlemen, if anybody's uncomfortable, please leave the room. This is a private matter. The wedding will still go on. Please, nobody leave. And people went in the cocktail hour space. We called the paramedics. Paramedics came. She was conscious at the time, but breathing not so well. Make a long story short, they get to the hospital and she passes away at the hospital. Bride and groom are hysterical, crying in the suite. I go in there, I try to talk to them, and I say, listen, you made this wedding yourself. People are still here. Grandma is going to be okay. You cannot go to the hospital. How about somebody lead us in prayer, we'll say a blessing, and let's all eat dinner, and then we can kind of start the music up again. And then, you know, listen, if Grandma was here or she wasn't here, she wouldn't want to interfere with your wedding day, and you know that you would want the party to go on because she was dancing to Fireball and she's a ball of fun. And honestly, the way that I handled it was talking to them and just really being a real person.
Wow.
And kind of putting that, you know, that monetary value on the wedding and going in there and being that, you know, let's say psychologist. And they came in, we led a prayer, we ate dinner, and then, you know, some idiot came in through the door saying, "Grandma's dead." And God, they ruined everything for me. You know?
I got to say this. That's a lot better than my first thought, which was to just say, you know, it's an old Irish saying, "Grandma dies at your wedding. It's good luck." That's, I mean, that's my first thought.
Oh, God. But on that, did people then dance or no? When the guy came in and cried, that was the end of it.
We went into a slow dance. People did dance. People went into, you know, I would say a little bit more of protective mode. And when I say protective mode, they hit the bar like nobody has ever hit the bar before, you know? So people were like, listen, I'm sad. I'm going to drink my face off. Who the hell cares? You know? So open bar, you know, people were hitting that bar, but this is how the wedding ends. It doesn't end because people were sad of grandma. People were hitting the bar too hard. Dessert opened. The maitre d' says, "Adam, invite everybody to dessert. I'm playing dessert music where everybody's having a good time bringing, you know, they have something called the Viennese where you go around to station to station. They have multiple tables.
Sugar by the Archies.
Sugar, Build Me Up Buttercup, Sugar by Maroon 5, dessert music in that kind of way. A little cliche, but people love it. Some requests by the bride and groom. But here we go. This is where it gets great. Grandma still, you know, whatever, deceased, not doing well. This is how the wedding ended. Dessert's going on. There's a chocolate fountain. Everybody's drinking. Guy brings his plus one. She gets wasted on Fireball. Nice. She's doing a chocolate-covered strawberry. She barfs in the chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
Oh.
The maitre d'. Can I curse on this thing?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Oh, okay, good. The maitre d' comes in. She goes, "I am fucking done. I'm done. Shut down this wedding. I don't care. I'm done. There is barf in the chocolate fountain. Grandma died. I'm fucking done. I'm done. Shut it down." I said, "I can't do that." She goes, "You can't do that? Then I'm fucking shutting you down. I don't care. I'm done."
Wow.
I said, she goes, "Things come in three. I don't know what else is happening. I'm done." I said, "Okay." I went over to the bride and groom. They're like, "You know what? Yeah, I don't think we need to go on with this anymore. Let's just say, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you had a great night. Dessert is, you know, over. We'll see you next time."
Because on account of puke?
That's it.
You know, old Irish proverb, puke in the chocolate fountain.
Good luck.
Good luck. It's an Irish thing.
Happy decades.
That's right.
All right. Hey, Adam, we are out of time. That was
awesome.
A shocking story.
I hope we ended on a good note there, you know?
We sure did. I loved it.
That's it.
It's all
guys,
good.
It was a pleasure talking to you.
Hey, man. Awesome. So come back. We'll make sure we'll work something out over the next few months. But you are a great guest, and
thank you, man.
Good luck, and thank you for shedding light on the role of the DJ. I love it. The evolution of I got to wrap my head around the security part, but the evolution of you really being in charge. I love it. It's a great story.
Yeah, Bill,
it's sad
Bill,
and
also,
wild.
Thanks for being a great support system at one of our events that we did together this weekend.
Oh, you know what? The Easter Seals event was outstanding. Your guys are top-notch pros. They were fantastic.
Awesome.
Kept the thing going. It's I do that. It's the second year I've hosted that Easter Seals event. Just a great group of people, the families, the people that are there, they're taking part. Sportica was great. That was an outstanding event, and you guys were a huge part of it. So thank you.
Good. Yeah. Definitely wanted to shout you out on that too. You know.
Awesome.
All right,
man. Be well. Good luck.
We'll
and
see you
we'll
later.
Be in touch.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Adam.
Bye, Jess. You got it. Bye, Jay.
Take care, Adam.
All right, that was Adam from AJH Entertainment. That's great. The guy you want at your wedding. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Jessica, Jay, thank you. We'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody.
The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at House of Cupcakes, serving you in Princeton, East Brunswick, Clifton, and Saudi Arabia. The winner of Cupcake Wars offers 35 different flavors, perfect for a special occasion or just a sweet treat. Houseofcupcakes.com. The Speaking Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country. 16 brands of cars and trucks. I'm a loyal customer buying my last two trucks there and can tell you no one beats the deals or offers better service. Visit Flemington.com. The Speaking Podcast brought to you by our friends at Casa Gennaro's on Route 27 in Kingston. Call 609-683-1212 for reservations. They're open for dinner every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Ask for my favorite special, the Veal Spadia. Best Italian food in Jersey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.